From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Singer Haley Reinhart has been wowing audiences since she was young. BuzzFeed ranked her cover of Benny and the Jets number one on their list of 17 most iconic American Idol performances of all time. She's racked up millions of views with her covers of Moaning, Can't Help Falling in Love, and Radiohead's Creep. She will appear in Columbus on December 11th with the Dave Koz and Friends Christmas Tour 2025, one of the longest touring jazz Christmas outfits. Welcome to Craft, Haley Reinhart.
Thank you so much, Doug.
Well, you sang with your high school jazz band at the Montreux and Umbria Jazz Festivals. What was your mental preparation for doing such a huge gig so early?
That's a great question. I was so fortunate to stumble upon the band. They had never had a singer before. So kind of like the rest of my journey in this musical life, I basically have just thrown myself out there with nothing to lose. And it's blossomed into something very, very cool that I didn't even see in my wildest dreams. I put myself out there with my dad playing guitar to actually have it become a big band situation, but it turned out they didn't have the chart for the song I wanted. The band director said, "We've never had a singer. Do you want to join us? We're doing all these festivals. We happen to be like the best." So it's one of those lightning in a bottle situations. So I feel like I've carried that with me throughout my whole life and just said, let's just go for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's impressive that you didn't freak out. I can't imagine being that age and being on such a big world stage. Kudos to you handling that.
Thank you.
Your 2015 version of Creep, recorded with Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, was hugely popular. How was that developed? How did that come about?
I actually really love that song, first and foremost, from Radiohead. And I got to join PMJ in a similar fashion. I just sat in one night at a club and Scott said, "Do you want to come on tour with us and like very soon and go to Europe and travel the world?" So I said, "Yeah." So basically Creep, we'd only done a few times live at that point. Scott had already had an arrangement done, but vocally speaking, I just kind of went with my intuitive gut and attacked it the way that I wanted to vocally. The video itself was filmed on one of our only days off after a 6-show stint. I remember being super tired and we had multiple videos to record that day, including All About the Bass and several others. So I was kind of just like, maybe we should throw in the towel on this one. We only did 2 takes and we took the first take. Scott was like, "No, this is great." I think it's funny, the recordings I don't feel 100% about seem to capture some sort of a very vulnerable quality that I think people end up connecting to. That seems to be one of those instances where we did this in Switzerland on our day off, and as tired as can be, it just managed to work its way to the people in their hearts.
Well, you're far more productive than my days off, so I'm impressed. Speaking of singles, you dropped a new one this year called Danger. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so actually this one, Danger, is not even officially out recorded-wise, but I've been doing it. It's cool that you've already kind of have a take on it, though. I have done it live, and it's kind of becoming the catalyst of my new record. I want that gritty sound. I would like for it to have horns implemented as well. It just has a very raw texture to it. I'm hoping that my next full-length album, album number 5, will have that kind of sound featured.
You're really known for your powerful vocals and your growl, or the grit that comes into your voice really sets you apart. Was that something that came easily to you, or a trait you had to work on to develop? I've seen people, for example, learning how to do the heavy metal scream, and that seems like something that people have to put a lot of work into to not damage their voice while doing it.
Yeah, interestingly enough, I feel like it was something that I probably developed when I did American Idol, because we were working really hard. So I had to reach deep to a place that was maybe fairly new for me. I'd been in bands before that and grew up singing with my parents' bands. I think just something that I had to instinctually dig into, being kind of fighting for our lives on that show. So it's something that I see other singers kind of dissect me. Sometimes my folks or friends will send me videos where they're dissecting how I'm doing it. And for everything that I've seen, they say that I'm not hurting myself. So I'm going to take their word for it because it does feel like it's just something that's from more of the diaphragm than it is on the actual cords. So it's just become a texture that comes very natural to me. It's not something I necessarily worked on. It's just kind of the way that I can emote some extra oomph, I guess.
Yeah, it's really cool. What can attendees expect to see at the Dave Kaz and Friends performance? What all will you be, without giving away any surprises?
Sure. I mean, it's actually a departure from my own shows, and it's quite nice, actually, that I don't have to do all the songs that I write myself, and I make myself do all the hard stuff. But Dave's tour, I get to feature Can't Help Falling in Love and several Christmas songs that are just not as vocally demanding. It's actually a challenge in a different way. I'm even singing Ave Maria. There's a sweet moment between myself and the pianist, Kayla Waters, who's amazing. It's a very different kind of show from my own, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. I feel like it brings the audiences a whole lot of joy, and we get to tackle and do really fun, unique harmonies that go back to the Drifters days. It's very classic. I'm happy to be a part of Dave's world and this tour that has gone on for 28 years now, if you can believe it.
Back when you were very young, yeah, but still singing, because you grew up in a musical household. I read somewhere your dad lifted you up to sing chorus at a performance, which sounds terrifying, but you must have really taken to it.
Yeah, you really did your homework, man. I think that I probably was like brown-eyed girl, and, you know, I knew those sha-la-las way back then. So I do recall that being like the first time, and I was literally like 3 years old. So that was the first time, but I started really singing with them at probably around seven. They were always cool and like, we're not forcing you into this. I'm like, I know, this is what I want though.
You've sung with different partners, from Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox to Jeff Goldblum's group, to Vice Tone, to Dave Kaz. What goes into picking a group that you're going to perform with?
I'm a big believer in just manifesting the right path for yourself and to keep it authentic. Even when I've done something like this EDM song, I felt really lucky to have written it. They gave me that beat and I wrote the whole top line to it, which is the melody and the lyric. And then, you know, flash forward to things with Jeff Goldblum. They've all reached out to me, or it's been an organic meeting like with Scott Bradley. Everything that's gone down with these different projects has really just showed itself to me in a really cool way. And I just feel like you just know when the timing in the project feels authentic enough that I'd want to be a part of it. I truly have felt like all of these different collaborators, including Dave Kaz, a big part of it is just who they are as people. Dave, for instance, is just such a kind person. He really knows how to get a really good group of people together that are kindred spirits and have good hearts. I think it's the overall tone between the music and who these collaborators are that really gets me.
Haley Reinhart, thank you very much for taking time out to talk to me today.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. Looking forward to you being in town on December 11th with Dave Kaz and Friends. Have a wonderful day and best of luck in your career.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the kind words and a great interview. Okay. I'm looking forward to it as well.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.